We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and how you be at 6:32 and 35 seconds to go right along with it on a Friday evening right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, hopefully. Peter Hoffman, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Friday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan. New York City.
Hands up if you have a brain that tends to like to think and think and stress and worry and think and think.
I'm not saying that we're not going to have Sebi, but I can't represent either we will yet because we're going to back off completely and take the doctor's orders. And if we have to get more people involved, so be it too.
It's definitely frustrating to hear this stuff again happen. You know, we're dealing with it. We're seeing what we can do to just keep me healthy.
He'll be up there for 3 days, kind of going through a battery of tests. We'll go through some of the ones we already have, but go through a number more to try and get to the bottom of what's going on.
Unknown if this is a significant issue that we're going to be dealing with that's going to cost us a lot of time, or if it's a small issue that's just the timing and it'll dissipate in short order. But it has not dissipated since two runs of tests.
I went to the offseason to New York twice to the MRI and they didn't find nothing. So right now we're not sure what is causing that.
A lot of the testing and obviously some of the MRIs and stuff that he's already had done all kind of suggests he's okay, you know. So we got to continue to, you know, explore and try and find out what's giving him that discomfort.
Well, we're looking to all the answers that we can get. Could be a nerve, could be a muscle, could be a bone. We would do a lot of all those tests up there to see what the real issue is.
Well, the New York Yankees, as you probably know by now, because it was reported earlier today, you know that Severino is coming to New York, may already be here. We did hear some conflicting reports, but Monday, he'll be in New York for a number of tests to find out and figure out how to fix the tightness, the discomfort in the forearm. Now, here's a layman's simple solution. Don't throw any more changeups. Take something off the fastball. Take something off the curve. Take something off the slider. Take something off the splitter. And maybe learn to throw a cutter. Since we know that that alone can get you to the Hall of Fame. Now here's the thought. Would Severino be better off in the bullpen? If he is going to miss some time, the Yankees, as you know, are going to look at a few others. They have options, Montgomery, Cecil, Loaysa, King, and even Garcia, who will turn 21 in May. Now, in AAA last season, he didn't pitch a lot in AAA last year, 40 innings, 5.40 the ERA, not important. 20 walks, okay, but 45 strikeouts in those 40 innings. He spent two seasons in AA, was a little bit better. Listen to this. In two seasons in AA, again, Garcia turns 21 in May. 3.53, the ERA, two double-A seasons, 58 innings, he struck out 94 with 28 walks. And again, he turns 21. You know they're going to look at him in spring training. And we have games, like real baseball games, to be talking about starting tomorrow. But at the moment for the New York Yankees, it is, oh no, here we go again. And not a single game played. Well, the Yankees have more MRIs than RBIs in 2020. Will the New York Yankees reach 100 wins before reaching 100 on the IL? For a moment, can we reflect the good old days? Once upon a time, we all had the sports vocabulary right down pat. We all had the language of the land, the language of the sandbox, the language of the toy department, the language of that recreational slice of the pie of life. We knew that in a clubhouse, the culture had to change. Oh, we loved using that word, all of us. We knew we had to change the narrative from losing to winning. We knew that certain stars had load management issues, needing that time off, needing that rest, even a break with some R&R. But now those words, let's be honest, let's be real, let's be frank and candid, those words are now outdated. They're archaic, ready to throw into one of those Houston garbage cans. Now, when we are ready to radio, when we are ready to X and O, ready to hit run an error, ready to take a three, ready to cross the blue line, we instead have to change course. Because we can certainly try with all of our might, as we have tried the last few days, to move on, move forward with more the games ahead of us, and with more the stars that play those games. But no, no, Nanette. It's not the volume with Kreider or Lundqvist. No, no, it is not Kyrie Irving on that side of the river or Leon Rose on this side. No, no, not at all. It's not the NFL with their CBA. No, no, it is not Alonzo with his glove or Urshela with his. Welcome to February 2020 with the new brand new language of the land that we have all been learning over what seems like forever. And the appetite, the hunger, the craving is still there after so many words spoken and read. It is the story that keeps on giving. And it's a story with no happy ending. And try as we might, we have come to be the place right here. We've come to be the place, the program, the show of cheating, lying, shame, embarrassment, disgrace, arrogance, smugness, insincerity, whistleblowers, immunity, getting caught, and new, brand new as of today to this brand new sports vocabulary, snitches. Whistleblowers is old school. Jessica Mendoza and a few others had Mike Fiers, the whistleblower. But no, 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 we have a new one to throw into the mix now. Snitches. Thanks to David Ortiz. Big Poppy David Ortiz, who might be very fortunate that he wasn't busted for cheating. Named with, as you know, as you might remember, named with 103 others in that 2003 Mitchell Report. And yes, it was snitched to the New York Times since the report was to be secret. With Major League Baseball and the players agreeing to anonymous testing, and in the report, among those who tested positive, Aroyd, Manny Ramirez, Sammy Sosa, and Baroyd. And oh yeah, looky here, David Ortiz. And if you're looking for any truth, justice, and the American way with this group, know that Ortiz, know that David said his test results were leaked because too many Yankees were testing positive. And because the New York Times didn't like that several Yankees were testing positive, the New York Times had to leak a Red Sox player. How long is that nose growing? The New York Times didn't like that so many New York Yankee players were testing positive. They had to name a Red Sox player. And guess what? Here's David Ortiz. And even if they had, of course, with David Ortiz, what did he have to say then and even now about testing positive? No. They had to leak his name. So his complaint was that his name was leaked. But what about testing positive, David? Well, at the time, and even now, he basically is going to let you know that he's been clean. Ortiz doesn't like Mike Fiers, called him a snitch. And certainly, he didn't like somebody snitching on him. So, we dedicate tonight's program to those who know that with boxing or the XFL or the NFL with the CBA or with the NBA and the NHL with Kreider and Lundqvist up in the air, we reserve a space for those who love with the cheating and love with the lying, because in today's Tory department, there is plenty of both. All right, we take a break and get to your calls. So no from the 1-877-337-6666. Number to call on your fan, New York City.
Everything that I've heard from anybody in baseball management or anybody on the commissioner's side is players were to have immunity in order to get the story out and get the evidence they needed. So my question to the commissioner would be, why was Carlos Beltran mentioned in that report?
You're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend.
Honestly, on Houston's situation, I don't have any comment.
It happened on my watch, and I'm not proud of that. I'll never be proud of it. I didn't like it.
I don't want to know you or what you do.
You know, for the respect of the process that has been happening.
I work my own life. I don't apologize to take care of my family.
He wasn't with us at that time. You know, he's playing for another team and he's doing whatever he can to help that team.
I asked him, how's it been for you? You know, going through the ups and downs each year, you know, through injuries and stuff like that. And he said, hey, like, you know, your numbers and the results and where your team wants to be will be there at the end of the year. You know, so hearing that from a veteran presence like that who never won depressed in any situation was pretty cool to hear.
That's something that I did when I was a player, being able to have good relationship with the guys and being able to have truthful conversations.
I didn't initiate or I didn't endorse it. You know, my mindset at that point was to demonstrate that I didn't like it.
Something that's unholy and evil.
I feel very fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to experience a world champion. And after all those years trying to accomplish that, God gave me the opportunity to experience that my life's year of baseball. So very happy and very, very fortunate.
And I refuse to be a fool dancing on the string held by all those big shots.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.